Democratic Senator John Kerry today accused the Bush administration of failing to provide enough funds for homeland security, especially for training and equipment for first responders. He made his remarks at a meeting of the International Association of Firefighters, one of his biggest campaign supporters. Bush aides dismissed Kerry's complaints as purely political. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
As Kerry entered the Washington hotel room, he was greeted by hundreds of cheering union members, many of them wearing the bright yellow and black Firefighters for Kerry t-shirts that have appeared at rallies across the country. The 263,000-member union endorsed the Massachusetts Democrat last September when his nomination was far from certain. Now the IAFF is hoping a Kerry victory in November will mean more federal aid for fire departments. Harold Schaitberger, the union's general president, says firefighters have received little more than lip service from the Bush administration.
And in this election, we, you, must simply say to politically elected friend and foe alike, are you with us or are you against us? There is no middle ground.
The union says the president's budget is shortchanging those on the front lines in the war on terror, despite the president's statements of support. They say that Mr. Bush has proposed a $250 million reduction in fire assistance grants, down from $750 million approved for this year. Kerry said he would make sure that firefighters have the tools and personnel they need.
Our nation's safety is too important, and if I am president, we will work toward victory in the war on terror, knowing that those on the front lines of this battle are heroes, not political props.
But both the Bush campaign and administration officials question just who is using firefighters for political purposes. Michael Brown, Homeland Security Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness, says the administration has already spent well over $1 billion on firefighters, more than any other administration in history.
The president has made a strong effort to get as much money to them in context of the overall federal budget. There are still needs out there that firefighters have, and the president will continue to try to address those needs.
Brown says he thinks a majority of firefighters, most of whom are not unionized, appreciate the administration's efforts. But first responder funding is a glass half empty, half full kind of issue, and the debate is expected to continue throughout the campaign. The IAFF was among the most vocal critics of President Bush's use of images from the 9/11 attacks in recent ads. In a letter to the Bush-Cheney campaign, Schaitberger demanded that the pictures of firefighters at the World Trade Center be removed from the ads and that the campaign, quote, never attempt to use this event or images of it for partisan purposes again. But at today's rally, large banners showed firemen at Ground Zero and the words never forget and always remember. Dave Hanos of the Newport, Rhode Island Fire Department says most firefighters have no problem with those images being used for the Kerry campaign.
He's a friend of the firefighters. Maybe people view George Bush as just using it as a little tool to pull out of his toolbox to ride this wave of heroism where we know a John Kerry wouldn't do something like that.
He says Kerry has talked about more money for firefighters for a long time, and that's a campaign promise this group, at least, is counting on. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.